Coming up right now, a Patriots insider for NBC Sports Boston. He is a friend of the program. He is Tom Curran, and that's how we start our second hour. Tom, before we get into everything involving the Patriots right now, it's been a minute or two since you and I have talked. How are you doing, Tom, and how is everybody around you doing during this pandemic?
I appreciate you asking. We're making out okay. I mean, obviously, everybody has their own family situations, whether it's parents, grandparents, people with existing health conditions that you have to guard against. But Massachusetts, being a smaller state that got blasted early on, the positivity rate among testing is right around 1.7 to 1.9%. So we're kind of out of the woods up here, but, you know, hopefully the storm that is passing through that hit here in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and it's certainly now hitting the South and the Southwest and hitting different parts of California in different ways, can pass out, and you guys can see the other side of the curve at some point. But we're doing all right. How you doing?
Very well said, Tom. I appreciate your thoughts on that. We're good. We're good. My family's good, and you're right. Here in California, some people have to try a little bit harder, but you make a very good point, and I appreciate you asking. All right, so let me ask you about the Patriots. They had quite a run the last few days in terms of guys announcing that they're opting out. Take me back to before that started. Were you expecting a number of players to opt out this season, or because it's such a personal decision, was that something of an unknown for you?
We got an indication mid-July, July 16th, when Jonathan Jones, who's a fourth, fifth-year cornerback, said, I don't know who needs to hear it, but there's no social distancing in football. And almost immediately, both Patrick Chung and Dante Hightower said, ain't no way, and they're tripping. So that was an indication to me that both of those players agreed with Jonathan Jones and were in a position where, you know, this is something that's going to go through their mind, that the logistics of trying to play in 2020 while going through all the different things of trying to get yourself to the field to then just get on the field and smash into each other for 60 minutes really didn't make a lot of sense. So there was, to me, an indication that would be something that was in the minds of the Patriots. So I wasn't necessarily stunned. When you think about guys like David Andrews, who appears to be deciding to play, he had a blood clotting issue last year. He would put himself, no doubt, in a position where he was more likely than not to consider it. And Marcus Cannon, who recovered from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, obviously a guy who would have to put himself in a position where, as he did, decide to opt out.
We're talking to Tom Curran. You know, I can ask you about any one of those guys, but you've also written about this. For those who do not know, what is the procedure in terms of testing and the hurdles for guys to clear in order to play this year?
It's a great question, because players have to test negative three times before they're allowed into the facility to have contact. So I'm supposing those are three consecutive days. That's from Mike Florio. Pro Football Talk has reported that. Everybody else needs two negative tests in order to be involved. Then the logistics for getting into the facility is, as far as I can tell here in New England, it will be similar to what the MLS Revolution goes through, which is players are in their car and they're all screened for temperature at the door, whether it's a body scan, as a lot of places are moving to, or a forehead radar gun. I would probably guess it'll be the temperature scan. Then you go in and you're going to have a swabbing done of your nose, and that's going to happen for the first 2 weeks, every day for every player. There will be limited numbers of players in the locker room, so guys are going to have to come in waves. There will be limited numbers of guys in the weight room. You'll be masked up, my guess is, all the time moving through the facility, no exceptions, period, whoever you are. And you're going to be doing that every single day. And then to me, the logistics of it too, Jim, are you're going home to a family who you are going to be placing expectations on as well, that your spouse, fiance, children didn't have a million interactions that day, because if they did, then you're concerned about them passing something to you, which you then pass to the team, and now that grinds to a halt. But 150 people a day, Jim, are going to have to be testing for the first 2 weeks, and that is from media members who have inside access all the way up to coaches, trainers, players.
It's enormous. Tom Curran joining us. It's an enormous ask, and understandably so, but it's a big, big deal. Now, again, you wrote earlier that Marcus Cannon's got a wife and three kids, and he did survive non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Hightower has a new child and a mother with diabetes. It seems to me it would be impossible, Tom, to disagree with their reasoning for opting out. I'm curious, how are these decisions being received by Bill Belichick and the rest of the Patriots front office? If they're being really honest, how do they feel about that?
I think Bill is, you know, a proponent of stoicism. It is what it is. Tell me what the situation is, and I'll deal with it, and I'll move on with it. So I don't think that he would ever be in a position where he would try to negotiate with a player who made a decision. You know, the Patriots, all the teams in the NFL are different. I've covered this team for a long time. I find a lot of the players to be extremely smart about everything in different realms. So I don't think that Bill just generally hires smart guys who make smart decisions, smarter than the general populace, not smart for football players. And I think that Bill wouldn't be in a position where he would ever question anyone's motivations. Now, I did have a story yesterday, which in hindsight I regret, which was to say, you know, if Tom Brady were here, would the fortunes of the Patriots be so different that they were championship caliber? Would these guys have decided differently? And I asked myself after Patrick Chung said that's kind of an idiot thing to say to me on Twitter, you know, I asked myself, would I have said that to him directly? And I kind of concluded, Jim, that I would not have, because it would have been insensitive. I'm not just a guy with a mic who never sees these guys. I have a relationship with them. So while we could get into that speculation, I think the best thing for me to subscribe to is don't speculate how things would have been different once a guy opts out. And it's a lesson learned, I guess. And, I mean, I'm not trying to be, good for me. I did the right thing, because I probably shouldn't have done it. I should not have done it, not probably. I should not have done it in the first place, even if it was a good talker.
I appreciate you, Tom. Yeah, I mean, you and I and people like us are forced with these decisions every single day. Our business has changed. The world has changed. You got to feed that beast. You got to get to your phone. You got to get to social media. That's tough. And I know exactly what you're saying. That's a really sensitive issue. And I appreciate your thoughts on that. And I get it. I absolutely know what you're talking about. In terms of the Patriots, Tom Curran's my guest. Good friend of the program, too. The Patriots are always, Tom, about next man up. When you look at the number of players who have opted out and the roles they play, is it impossible to next man up your way through all of this? Are they going to take a further step back as a result?
Yeah, I think that they have to, because it prior to their best defensive player, in my estimation, Hightower, the most important defensive player, Hightower, stepping aside, they had already lost Van Noy to free agency going to Miami, and also Jamie Collins, who had a tremendous start to the 2019 season. Landon Roberts, kind of an important, you know, linebacker depth piece. So all those guys contribute to make a defense that had some attrition that much worse off. I mean, Patrick Chung, Belichick has said he's one of the best football players in the NFL, not safeties. He thinks he's one of the best football players because of his versatility and the things that he's done for the team. So you can't take Chung and Hightower out of this defense and say there's a next man up for them. They don't exist. I mean, Hightower, check this out, Jim. Hightower has played for Nick Saban and Bill Belichick since he was 18 years old. Mm. He's 30 now. That's not a football PhD. That's like a Yoda. I don't know. What's beyond PhD?
Right.
So hard to replace that.
Tom Curran, my guest. All right, so what about this? I mean, there's a big picture here, but how important is it to the folks in the Patriots organization that they win more games than Tampa this year, and do they have a team that can do that?
I did have someone tell me prior to Brady leaving that no matter what happens, if he lands someplace else, believe that coaching staff is going to work every day to make sure that they finish with more wins than the Buccaneers do. I think a lot of dynamics are injecting themselves now that make it harder for the Patriots to expect they will do that. I mean, the arrival of Cam Newton, I think, gives them a better chance of that happening. But there is something to Brady's presence, which is a tide that lifts all boats. I think you're seeing that in Tampa Bay, just with the enthusiasm there. So it matters here in New England, because I think that as much as they love, respect, and will always treasure Brady's presence having been there, there is an element now that he's gone that they don't want to see the whole thing go to crap now that he isn't here.
Tom Curran, my guest. Tom, before I let you go, you mentioned Cam. I want to ask you about Cam. You and I have not spoken since Cam Newton signed with New England. What did you make of that move at that time?
I was surprised because I had been told so many times that it was unlikely, but I don't think there was anybody who foresaw the number dropping as low as it did. Now that it's come to pass, it's almost as if it's the same thing with the opt-outs. This is our reality now. Let's make the best of it. Not that you're trying to find a way to make the best of having Cam Newton in your quarterback room, but, okay, he's here. What do we do to maximize it? And I think there's a million ideas related to that. How you can optimize the things that he brings to the table. I don't think you're going to change the entire offense to fit Cam, but there's going to be things that they can do that they couldn't do with Jarrett Stidham and certainly couldn't do with Tom Brady.
Now, Tom, it seems to me like I haven't talked to Cam in a long time. I'm not there. I'm not a doctor. But on the outside looking in, it seems like he's running on a different sort of fuel at this point. He recently talked about the fact that, yes, I am replacing the GOAT. He knows that's there, but he did add, quote, Coach McDaniels, you able to call some stuff you ain't ever been able to call now. You getting a dog. You getting one of these ticked off dogs, too, end quote. What's your reaction to that?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I don't think you would be either, and this is why this is the best player in the NFL of all available, perhaps, to replace Tom Brady. He can look at Brady and say, that's the best there's ever been in many people's eyes, my own as well, if I'm Cam Newton. But I'm no slouch. There is not a lot of self-doubt that's going to creep in to Cam Newton when he stands behind center, and I think there would be self-doubt. Can I do this with a lot of other players, whether it's Hoyer or Stidham or anybody else? Cam Newton's not going to have that same self-doubt that any other Brady replacement would be, because there's probably things he says, look, I love Tom. I can do some things much, much better than he could ever think of doing.
It's one thing to say it. It's another to believe it. And then, like I said, I just think this guy's running on a different fuel. So, Tom, I mean, bottom line, I hope that we get a chance to see this all play out. My last question, do you think players are skeptical or have concerns that there might not be a season or a full season?
Yeah, I think they're skeptical. I think this period of time, starting really tomorrow, Patriots are in full report mode tomorrow through next month, is going to be the biggest period of time for them to get more comfortable with it through about this time next month. And I think that if you watch the way things have progressed with MLS or Major League Baseball, hockey, anything else, there's going to be fits and starts. But that's when there's a fear of the unknown right now that hopefully will be allayed for them as they start to report.
That's the right conversation with the right guy at the right time. He is a Pats insider for NBC Sports Boston. Good friend of the program, Tom Curran. Tom, great to get caught up. Nice to have you back. Thanks so much.
All right, Jim. Take care, man.
Take care, bud. Tom Curran.